Dictation for Cecilia, C-E-C-I-L-I-A, Crison, C-R-E-A-S-O-N, October 2036. Address as a letter to Diane, D-I-A-N-E. Excuse me. Erase the name. Leave it open. Dear sirs, follow up for Mrs. Crison, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, proteinuria, last visit. Two years ago, comes a company with daughter and son, has been followed with cardiology, Dr. Pakis, P-A-C-I-S, for atrial fibrillation, CHF. Recently, a loop recorder was placed. Prior electrical cardioversion, but has failed. They are talking about a second one. She is not symptomatic during those episodes, denies palpitation, chest pain, does have dyspnea on minimal activities, no purulent material hemoptysis, has not required any oxygen or CPAP machine, denies orthopnea PND, denies lightheadedness or falling, stable edema, weight at home in the 156, denies vomiting, dysphagia, there is constipation or bleeding. Daughter says that mother is not eating much. Actually, she did have a loss of balance, but no loss of consciousness, did not go to the emergency room, and there was no trauma. She lives alone, but has caregivers, family, and visiting nurse that helps. She's able to take care of herself, like using the bathroom, taking a shower. She doesn't drive anymore. She gets meals on wheels, but she doesn't like it and not hungry. Review system otherwise done, being negative. Next paragraph, medication review. I want to highlight she's taking losartan, metolazone, potassium, amlodipine, bisoprolol, HCTC, Januvia, anticoagulated with Eliquis, takes amiodarone. Next paragraph, she's using a wheelchair, weight 149, blood pressure 86 over 60, lungs are clear distant, appears regular no pericardial wrap, tender on the left side of the breast from the loop implanter, excuse me, loop recorder, overweight of the abdomen without ascites, no major peripheral edema, she has prior right kidney removed, including the rib, and she complains of some discomfort depending on certain type of movement. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from November, creatinine 1.08. Representing a GFR 49 stage 3, low sodium, low potassium, elevated bicarbonate, low protein, low albumin, corrected calcium normal, normal liver function test, glucose in the hundreds, anemia 11.2, phosphorus, magnesium, normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3. which appears to be stable and not progressive. Prior right-sided nephrectomy with removal of the rib with abdominal chest wall discomfort, which is chronic. There is no need for EPO treatment. The electrolyte acid-base abnormalities in relation to diuretics, continue potassium replacement. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. Exposed to amiodarone. She asked questions about how much fluid I asked her to keep it in the low side. Breathing intake appears hemodynamically stable without evidence of severe volume overload. He follows with cardiology. The most recent echo, ejection fraction actually was normal. Minor valve abnormalities. Physical activity as tolerated. It's okay for her to take naps, considering her age and medical condition. All issues discussed at length, all questions answered. Potentially we can see her in 6 months. I will not oppose a year though. End of dictation.